Hello, Elvis. What's up? I know. You're hungry, right? You're hungry. Right, hang on. I know. There you go. There you go. Have a good meal, Elvis. Well, hey there. This is Jim, and I was just thinking. And now I'm just clearing my throat. Because it's early in the morning on Saturday. We're walking up the big hill. I'm going to do a 5-mile run today. It's going to be a short one today. Have a ton of time to run today, and based on the weather that's coming tomorrow, this is going to have to do it for me for the weekend as well. We have a big storm coming from the Midwest and moisture coming from the south, which is our traditional nor'easter pattern. So cold weather comes in from the northwest, slams into moisture and warmer weather from the south, gets angry, and depending upon which front is more powerful, we either get big snow or big rain. This go around, we're going to get big rain. So they're saying anywhere from 1.5 to maybe even 2 inches of rain by the time Sunday is out. So it's pretty much supposed to rain all day, so I will not be getting out for a run tomorrow. My treadmill is still broken. So it'll be a rest. So today, the reasons I've got a short amount of time this morning is my wife and I are headed off to the District of Columbia, our nation's capital, to go see the Nutcracker. It is a holiday favorite of Susie's. I like it as well, but it's a bigger deal for her than me. We're going to see the Washington Ballet do the Nutcracker. A place called the Warner Theater. It's a theater that holds just over 1,000 people. So one of these nice theaters that got built in the 1920s. So it's all ornate, very pretty looking. And yeah, there you go. All right. Yeah, still walking up the big hill. That's how big the big hill is. But we are coming up to good old number 5. All right. Double check everything before we go. Yeah, no, I don't want to do that. Do I want to do that? Yeah, I'll do that. Let's do that. Let's bump it up. All right. Race it. Let's do something. Last time I used my Gym Boss, I had it set for 90-30, and I wasn't sure if I wanted to do 90-30 today, or do 60-30 today, but since I'm only going 5 miles, 90-30 is probably fine. Morning. It's 38 degrees with Brigadoon fog. So, not a particularly nice looking morning, but we're supposed to get into the low 50s today. Upper 50s tomorrow as the rain moves through. But visibility on the fog is definitely less than a quarter mile, so for example, now I can only see a heavy construction vehicle sitting in front of where Cement Henge was. It's now the foundation of something. And I have to get a little bit closer before Cement Henge shows up. Now I can see Cement Henge. Now we're coming up on the driveway. Now we're looking off into the distance, and I cannot see the farmhouse, but it's definitely more than a quarter mile away. So it's a bright fog this morning, so I could make an argument for some sunglasses, but I'll skip it. So, anyway. So, from where I live, DC takes about 2.25 hours to get to. Now I could drive to DC in about 1 hour and 40 minutes. But if you've ever driven in DC, you understand that that's a pain. And you quickly wish that you had not decided to drive in DC. So what we generally do is take 95 out of Baltimore, and as you head south, you come up to an area called Greenbelt. And there is a very large parking area because it is the terminus of the Green Line. Can also pick up a bus. They'll take you to BWI Airport. course, the DC Metro starts there, or ends there, depending upon which way you're going. And there's the farmhouse. And also the MARC train. The commuter rail. Basically between Baltimore and DC and other parts of lower Maryland and DC. So there's a couple of trains you can pick up there. But it is a ginormous parking lot. So we'll park there, catch a green train into DC, and from there, normally we go to a subway stop called L'Enfant Plaza. It's actually French for the child, but this time, I think we are getting off at Gallery Place Chinatown, which is a transfer to the Red Line. And then we pick up the Red Line train, take it one stop to Metro Center, and then from Metro Center we have, they say it's about a 4-minute walk from there to the Warner. So there are parking garages downtown, but again, can't get to them unless you drive. Driving in DC is a pain. So there's America's favorite vehicle, the Ford F-150. Just like that, it is disappeared in the fog. Yep. There's kilometer number one buzzing on my wrist. So, here we are. Anyway, So the train adds time, so it'll take us about an hour and a half to get to the train, and then the train into DC, by the time we get off of it and start walking to the theater, is about 45 minutes. So, there's your 2 hours and 15 minute commute. Same on the way back. So, it's neat to have the nation's capital within a day drive, but, it's definitely not a quick trip. So, here we are. All right, we're up on the Ridge Road, headed east towards Ice Cream Alley, otherwise known as Rocky Road. So, anyway, I am hoping sometime next week, since today is the last day of this week that my medal and my two shirts will arrive from Savannah. I'm looking forward to getting those. Might be an extra week. I feel fairly confident they will arrive prior to Christmas Day, but they said they had to have it by a week ago today, because I wanted to be able to quickly turn around and mail all that stuff out, so. I figured about 2 weeks before it arrived, so I'm thinking probably late next week I'll have a package. So, that'll be that. Alright. Well, today, for damp, foggy, and 38 degrees, I'm in my lighter pair of tights. I'm wearing my Myrtle Beach long sleeve shirt. I actually have a Fleet Feet fleece vest on. Keep my chest a bit warmer since I planned on doing run walk today. I've got my Sports Backers gloves on. And my beanie I got from the Indianapolis Marathon back in 2017. I think that's right. So, I am a mishmash of black, blue, gray, and turquoise. So, there you are. Speaking of which, I'm once again compiling a backlog of episodes. So I have recorded every run this week. So I recorded on Wednesday, recorded on Thursday, and I'm recording right now. But, as you already know, I didn't upload Wednesday's show on Wednesday, or on Tuesday, or, well, I couldn't do it on Tuesday, on Thursday, or Friday. Didn't upload Thursday's show on Thursday, or Tuesday for that matter. That's also a true statement. I didn't do it on Thursday. I didn't do it on Friday. And I likely will not upload this show on Saturday. Today either. I think all three shows will get dropped sometime tomorrow while I'm inside watching the almost 2 inches of rain fall on my deck, driveway, roof, and other parts outside my house. So, I may have a lot to listen to tomorrow. Or I may decide, nah, I'm going to pick one. Or I might decide, nah, I'll just wait till, I'll wait till next week. Record something fresh and upload it. But right now I'm thinking I'm going to do 3 in 1 day. Alright, now at the Bluebird box, which is not blue, time to turn around. Alright, so now here from Ice Cream Alley, if I look to the west, see the shadow of a couple of large trees. I can no longer see the farmhouse, which on a clear day I can see easily. In fact, I can't see the house I passed at the corner of Ridge Road and Ice Cream Alley, even though it's less than a quarter mile. Now it's coming into view. So it's dense out here. Very dense out here. So today is run number 4 with my heart rate monitor, which I love. If you have a Coros, get one of these. Absolutely get one. Like I said, it took a little bit of tweaking to get the fit correct. But once I got that sorted out, no, it's great. It is super light. If it's not too tight, you will forget that it's on your bicep as you run. So very cool. We're going to change hands here for a bit. Alright. Back to the Ridge Road from Ice Cream Alley. And now we're headed west. One more normal week of work next week, and then we start into the Christmas New Year's orbit. So of course next week, just a regular week, Monday through Friday. Following week, though, Monday the 18th, is my monthly in Baltimore meeting, and we're going to be essentially doing our Christmas party for work. There will be meetings. Stuff will get done, but it will get done in between ugly sweaters, possibly some mistletoe and other Christmas themed stuff. So, yeah, it's a work day, but not really a work day. Right? And that Wednesday, 2 days later, for those of you playing in Salve, is the Health IT Christmas party, and that is just a party, so that's a half day, and I'll be in my car driving to Baltimore somewhere around noon, so as to arrive at the Mount Washington Tavern by 1 when the party starts. And it goes from 1 to 5, so it's always a good time. I'm gonna get a booth with my coworkers. We hang out and snack and joke and just decompress. Of course, then it's followed by Thursday and Friday, which are, again, normal days, but you know, as normal as a day is, 2 days before Christmas weekend. So, don't expect them to be particularly busy. Of course, the following Monday is Christmas Day. No work that day. and then a 4-day work week. The following Monday is New Year's Day. No work that day, and a 4-day work week. The week after that is my vacation. No work that week. The following Monday after that is Martin Luther King Day. No work that day, and a 4-day work week. So, my only full work week in the entire month of January will be the very last week. And then, I think the following week, February shows up around Wednesday, so just like that, we're into February. Is a quick turnaround. So, I don't know about you, but I find that having things to look forward to makes the winter, my least favorite season, go a lot quicker. As a kid, found winter to be such a slow time of year. First, of course, in Syracuse, pardon the cough there. Winter's not over until April. So, yeah, you might get some nice days in March. But in Syracuse, March is still a winter month. It's not spring. It's winter. You will get snow. You can count on it. Not as much as you got in January or February, normally. But you will get it. But I say that, and on March 12th and 13th, back in 1993, Syracuse got 43 inches of snow. So, biggest snowstorm they've ever had. So, if it's gonna snow in March, you're not gonna get 2 inches and call it a day. You're going to get several inches. So, and you're generally going to get several inches after a majority of the snow you've been looking at all winter finally melted. So, it's like a gut punch. You can finally see the ground. And here comes 7 inches of snow to cover it up again. So I found, I started this 2013, 2014, in order to get through the months of January, February, and March. Although March isn't so bad here. March really is spring here, for the most part. We can still get some winter weather, but generally speaking, more likely to be 50 than see snowfall. But I had found in the past that putting a race, a travel race, in each of those months, one gave me something to think about, besides the yucky weather and the cold. Gave me something to look forward to, and it gave me a little break from my current environment. And I think the best years for that was 2015. So in January, I went down to Georgia. That was the year I did the Callaway Gardens Marathon. So of course it was mid-30s and gray up here. And I got down to Georgia and it was like 55 degrees. Nice, very nice. Now Callaway Gardens, the closest thing of any size would be Columbus, Georgia. The closest town is actually something called LaGrange. Sticks in my head because, of course, also happens to be a ZZ Top album. But I'm sure they were thinking about a different LaGrange than the one in Georgia. So, anyway, so that was that trip. So I got to fly down to Atlanta and see Atlanta in January. February, my wife and I went to New York City. I was there for the Central Park Marathon. Of course, they had garbage weather. They had a mix of rain and then snow. So everything was kind of... Well, by the time we got there, and the race day was kind of soppy. But they were concerned about the conditions, and so... The park, Central Park, pulled their permission from the race director to have people running in the park. Now, did they close the park? No. Could you do it on your own? Yes. Right? But could you do it as part of an event? No. So, they apologize. There's nothing they could do about it. And, it's the only time I've ever gotten my finisher's medal before I even ran a step. I mean, and it was a shame because conditions were actually decent. So I did about a half marathon in the park. But of course, you're doing it without any kind of support. So normally there would have been fluids. There might have been food. Definitely would have been a couple of porta-johns, maybe. And of course, all that stuff had to go. So all they had was their start-finish area. But you started and you finished the same place. I think you made 6 laps of the park. Could be wrong, but I think that was it. Alright. I think that's what it was. I think it was like 6 laps of the park. And, that counted as a marathon. Well, as I said, I don't think I did 3. I think I did 2.5. I did close to a half marathon and went, all right, why am I doing this? It's essentially a virtual race. I do the rest of this at home, which is what I did. So I said, the heck with this. Went back to the hotel, surprised the heck out of Susie. She's like, you've only been gone for like 2 hours. Did you really finish a marathon in 2 hours? Which would make me world famous, right? Certainly in 2015 it would have. But nah, so I did just about a half. I think I did like 11 or 12 miles, something like that. And went, what am I doing? I'm in New York City, I'm in downtown Manhattan, with my wife. We have all day. Why am I wasting all morning running laps in Central Park for a race that's been canceled? That's dumb. So I took a shower, we went down the block, and we had brunch at a lovely French restaurant. Susie took a picture of me. All dressed up in my nice little sweater that I had. And that picture is now my profile pic at work. So that was kind of cool. And we did the train on the way in and out, so we didn't drive into the city. So that was February. And then for March, I drove down to Fayetteville, North Carolina, which is basically a 6-hour drive from where I live. And was a little concerned that my drive was going to be yucky, because they were forecasting snow up here. So I was already leaving early, so it was snowing when I left. It was like 35, 34, and that big, heavy, wet stuff. So that followed me down to Baltimore. And then it started to dissipate a bit from Baltimore all the way down to D.C. By the time I got to the Beltway outside D.C., it had stopped snowing. In fact, it stopped precipitating. And it was now 42 degrees. By the time I got to Fayetteville, traffic here, folks. We're down by the main road right now. Doing our turnaround. It was 62 degrees in Fayetteville. It was lovely. Sun was out, and the I think they were peach trees. Were in bloom. Whatever it was, it had a very nice pink flower all over it. Very pretty. Very pretty indeed. Of course, by the time I got home, the weather up here had a chance to correct itself, and I think it was 50s or warmer the rest of the month of March up here. So nice training weather, and just like that, boom, the winter of 2015 over. So I'd like to see if I can do that again this year. Will not be doing any travel races this year. Well, I keep saying this year. For 24, I will not be doing travel races in 24. Not that I technically did knee in 23, but yeah. Anyway, giving some more thought to this Ninja Run series. Alright, this is bizarre. So, the last two cars that just passed me have now just passed me again. Very bizarre. We do see some of this weirdness out here in the country. Every once in a while, I think I've run into somebody who's out here for mischief, shall we say, and wanted a secluded area to do mischief in his car, and wasn't planning on me running by him and giving him the "what the hell are you doing out here" look as I ran by, and then decided this was not a good place for mischief and quickly took off. So yeah, pluses and minuses of living in the country. The plus is that it's generally quiet. And 95% of the cars that I'll see, I'll recognize if I don't personally know the driver. But that last 5%, every so often, they get a little sketchy. Anyway, there's that. So we'll see. We'll see. I still have to look into if that's a series that you have to pay for one race at a time. Can you pay for the whole thing and then just show up? You know? So maybe on my plans to find a January, February, and a March race nearby, just to have something to look forward to. So, anyway, what else? Well, how are you folks coming along on your Christmas cards or gifts? Have you purchased them yet? Have you purchased them and mailed them yet? Are you going to purchase them? So, where are you at on that? My Christmas cards are all out. I have a list of folks that I send stuff to every year. Like a lot of folks, I think, these days, there's a number of folks that will get a hearty Christmas wish, but it will be over social media. But I do have a core group that I try to make sure I send a card to every year. Those are done. Even smaller group that get an actual gift. And then they're basically family. And those were all purchased. And those were gift wrapped yesterday. So if we weren't going to DC today, they'd be going in the mail today. But I think we'll go in the mail on Monday. Gonna drop the dog off anyway. So, have her go to daycare. Because with the holidays showing up on a Monday, it's gonna be fewer daycare days for Reagan. That's her daycare day, so so no daycare Christmas, none on New Year's Day, none on Martin Luther King Day. So, which is fine, but one of the reasons we bring her every week is so if we ever need to take off, they know her well enough that they'll be willing to take her for a couple of days. So if we go on vacation or something like that, Reagan doesn't stay at the house. Reagan goes to the daycare, and they have a vacation kennel, if you will. So she still gets out during the day, plays with the dogs all day while she's vacationing at the kennel, and then we don't have to worry about her. Of course, then we have to get somebody to come to the house and take care of the cat and the barn animals. So it's expensive to go on vacation before we ever go on vacation. So we tend to be more of the day trip thing. Even better if it's a day trip where Reagan can hop in the back seat and take the ride with us. So there it is. Speaking of day trips, so looks like I'll be taking another quick trip to Syracuse. Start of my vacation in January. So I mentioned before how things just seem to work out. Well, that has taken its conclusion apparently all the way to the end. So, if I haven't mentioned it already, my friend did pass away on December the 7th. So, I haven't heard about any funeral arrangements, but I suspect they will be next week. And it sounds like my friend Mark is just going to do something very low-key and quiet. And then on January the 8th, first day of my vacation, they're going to be doing a private life remembrance, which will be invite only, since I know about it. Yours truly is, of course, getting an invite. So, but early January between southern PA and central New York can be rather dicey for weather, because the weather may be fine at both ends, but it's the middle, literally the middle of Pennsylvania, it can be a nightmare. Very different weather right there. So plan right now is to head down to Baltimore and hop a Southwest flight on Sunday, probably Sunday afternoon, fly up to Syracuse, and get a hotel near the airport so that I have access to an airport shuttle. I don't need a car. And then, one of my friends can come pick me up on the 8th and take me to and from the life review from my friend Judy. And then I can do the airport shuttle back to the airport and take a flight back home. Right now I'm figuring on Tuesday. So, really good rates yesterday, but they're non-refundable, and we're not poor, but I'm not so well off that I want to roll the dice on $170 and hope that I actually go. So, still waiting for my friend Mark to tell me that date is solid before I go ahead and make my travel arrangements. That was a gunshot. It is hunting season here. So, way off in the distance where the forest is, you may see locals that are basically sitting on their back deck. They back up to forest, and if an unsuspecting deer happens to walk through their property, bang. So, could also be target practice. We have some folks that do that. So, but this time of year, nope. I think it's an unsuspecting deer that walked into the wrong backyard. So, anyway. Coming up on our walk break pretty soon. And I think I'm gonna, here it is, switch my watch over. So we're at 6.3K right now, at a pace of 6.53. Heart rate, 120. So, go to the end of this road, turn around at the intersection, make our way back. So I think this will get us about 8K. Might be a little more, might be a little less, but give or take 5 miles. That's what I wanted to do today. So, oh, let me tell you this. So, one of the benefits of switching from miles to kilometers is it makes all of your non-American friends much easier to listen to. Hey, pup. Turn around. Hey, pup. So, previously, you know, I'd listen to my friend Carlos or my friend Jane. Who else? Krister, although I haven't seen much from Krister in a while. Matt's also in Sweden. Haven't seen much from Mats in a while. But of course, being Europeans or Canadians, they speak in metric and they document in metric. So I was out in the barn yesterday listening to one of the backlog of Carlos's podcasts that I hadn't gotten around to listen to yet, but it's still sitting on my queue, so I eventually get to them, but sadly not usually shortly after they're uploaded. But of course he's chatting along, and for the longest time, you know, he'd give his pace, right? You know, pace right now is 9 minutes. And I used to think, man, going up and down Mount Doug, 9 minutes a mile? Gosh darn it. You are in some good shape, my friend. But no, he's talking kilometers. Now, prior to doing this little mental exercise, 9 kilometers, 9 minutes per kilometer meant nothing for me. And now it's like, oh, okay, I got it. Still in great shape. But, you know, now when somebody says, oh yeah, I'm doing 8 minutes per K, 5 minutes per K, you know, 6 minutes per K, it actually means something to me now. So, I have a frame of reference. So, even if I don't keep this, it's been a benefit. I honestly say, it's very similar to learning another language. So of course, you know, we speak miles here, right? We speak imperial units. I don't have to work to see and hear imperial units, all right? It's on my speedometer. It's on all the street signs, right? 99% of all my friends in the running community are American, and so they also speak imperial units. So I don't have to work hard to hear that, right? But there's that small group that instead speak metric. So, you know, just like when you're learning another language, you know, you have to get that mental picture in your head. When you hear this word, you know, right now you're used to the English word, so, you know, when you hear horse, you now have that mental picture of what a horse looks like, right? And over time, for example, in French, you end up getting the same thing when somebody says cheval. You go, oh yeah, horse, right? You know, and initially you go, cheval. Cheval means horse, and horse is this mental picture. So it's from French to English, and then English gives you the picture. But over time, if you continue with it, French gives you the picture. So you hear cheval, and you think horse. You don't go, okay. This is the French word, here's the English word, here's the picture. Alright, it's instantaneous. And I'm not there yet with kilometers, but I'm seeing that process happening where, you know, instead of just listening to Carlos, he's like, oh yeah, I'm going along at 9 minute pace. Where before I'd be like, alright, that's in kilometers, what does that actually mean? Right? Well, I just told you, I'm just doing 6 point something minutes per K. So now all of a sudden, oh, 9 minutes per K. That means something to me now. All right? Now, do I have a direct translation worked out in my head? 9 minutes per K is so many minutes per mile. Nope, not there yet. But I know we're getting there, so we'll see. Maybe by the end of 2024, I will be able to fluently speak metric. So, which will definitely make life a lot easier when and if I ever do travel outside my borders. Because I haven't done a run in Canada, and I would really like to do at least one. Grew up 5 hours from Toronto, so, and for a while I was even a Toronto Blue Jay fan, but you know, I thought, oh, I'd love to do a race in Toronto, but honestly, probably on my list of places I'd love to do a race in Canada. And this is not in any particular order. I'd love to do Montreal. I'd love to do Quebec City. I'd like to do Ottawa. And I would like to do Victoria. And with the exception of Quebec City, I know somebody in or near those other three Canadian cities. So, my friend Sean lives outside of Ottawa. My friend Linda lives outside of Montreal. My friend Carlos lives outside of Victoria. So, and let's face it, if you're going to do Victoria, it would be it's a good excuse to go see Seattle, right? It's likely where I would fly to. Probably rent a car, and then there is a ferry that will actually take you from the American side of the Sound across right to Victoria. You drive your car right in. Then I have a car while I'm in Victoria. So, it'd be kind of cool. I believe there's a ferry from Vancouver as well. So something that's, you know, it's on the list of things I'd like to do. Don't know if any of those are on the list of things I will, but it's definitely on the list of things I'd like to do. Should the opportunity present itself. But, yeah. And I think where can I go from Baltimore? I think the only place I can fly to from Baltimore is Toronto, and then I would have to take a plane from Toronto to anywhere else in Canada. It's like, it's their New York City, so I'm sure I can get a plane for any place I want to go out of Pearson, but it would be nice to fly direct, so We'll see. I might make the drive to Philly. I'm thinking probably Air Canada. We'll fly you to Ottawa or Quebec or Montreal from Philly. It's a large enough airport. I think you might have more options there. Definitely. I'm sure I can do it from the DC area. Probably have to go all the way out to Dulles, which I can now because the Metro will take you there. It used to be you had to take the Silver Line to its terminus where it ends, which was somewhere in Virginia, Tyson's Corners or something like that. And then you had to get on a bus. You had like a half-hour bus ride that didn't stop anywhere else. It just went directly back and forth to the airport. But now, you can stay on a particular Silver Line train that will take you all the way to Dulles and drop you off. So, and Dulles is huge. It is a big airport. So, alright, if I stop, 1, 2, 3, for a heart rate, let's hit finish, 8.12K, that should comfortably get me 5 miles, and let's give a intensity of light. Alright, average pace, shut that off. Was 7.04 minutes per kilometer. So there you go. I think that's somewhere around 11 minutes per mile pace. So there you are. Well, the fog is starting to burn off. See a little bit further now, but all I have left to do is walk down the big hill, and then time to take a shower. As I said, we have a 2 o'clock showing of the Nutcracker, so like I said, I think we'll probably leave here around 11 this morning, maybe even a little earlier. Susie was talking about maybe catching some brunch somewhere before the show. So if that's the case, we may very well leave at like 9:30 or 10. And we'll essentially spend the entire day down in D.C. I think the Nutcracker will probably, it'll probably go until about 4:30. It's probably about 2.5 hours for the ballet. And then, of course, it's a 4-minute walk back to the Metro, 45 minutes back to our car, and another hour and a half-ish to get back home. So it will easily be 7:30 before we get back home. So we'll have to go into the barn and feed everybody. Let the dog out. And that'll basically be our day. So, there it is. Alright. Well, you hear the cock crowing. My house, probably maybe a third of a mile away. So, time to end this show. So, thanks again for the listen. If I did happen to upload 3 episodes in one day, I'm giving you something to do. My good buddy Kevin just had some surgery, so he will not be running for any time soon, so maybe that's the reason I have the backlog, because I want to give him something to do while he is recumbent in his bed or his couch on his post-surgical recovery. Maybe that's why. So everything has a reason, right? So, alrighty, folks. That's it from me. Be well, be safe, and until we speak again, 7-3.